tell me, Rudy, how are preparations going for the Rio Games, and how are you going to be involved?
Preparations for Rio have been going very well, and I'm training to go to my fourth Paralympic Games for swimming, and so we're training every day, 7 days a week, and we're in the pool 4 hours a day, along with 2 or 3 hours of recovery and preparation. So for me, it's a full-time job, but I tell people I'm living the dream. So we have trials in 2 months, and then if all goes well, we'll see you in Rio in September.
So you've overcome quite a bit in your life. What do you still have left to accomplish, and what is your message to young people as they try to find their place in the world today and different things that they may have to overcome?
You know, for me, I'm training for my fourth Paralympic Games, and I love every second of it, but I've found something that to me is much more important than just winning medals. Being able to be a mentor to younger athletes, especially challenge athletes, to be able to show them that, you know, even if you have no legs, you can still set goals and reach for progress in any means, whether it be in sports or in academics. I think to play the role as a mentor is a huge responsibility, but I love to lead by example and show everyone that you know the real disability is not having no legs. The real disability is having a negative attitude.
So tell us a little bit about your partnership with City and how City is debuting this Stand for Progress, the program that explores how all of us, from world-class athletes just down to everyday Americans, can define progress, set goals for ourselves, and attempt to overcome obstacles.
City has partnered with Team USA to show the Americans, the public, that if you guys want to as well, you can set goals and reach for progress just like us Paralympic athletes. You know, I think we all have a choice in the morning when we wake up, and we all have challenges. Like I said, some you can see and some you cannot. So I think with City partnering with Team USA, we're able to show the world that you also can set goals and reach for those goals on an everyday basis as well. You know, City, we have a program called Pathway to Progress, and I'm able to mentor young college students as well, it's just a quite humbling experience, and yeah.
Okay. You were the world's first double above the knee amputee to compete in an Ironman triathlon in 2009. When you set out to do an Ironman, did people tell you that you couldn't do it?
No, I did my first triathlon when I was 9 years old, and I knew at that age that I eventually wanted to do an Ironman. And so for me, I used to watch Ironman on TV and know that one day I would give that a shot. My first attempt in Hawaii for the Ironman, I ended up not making the bike cutoff. So I was on my bike for 9.5 hours, and I missed the cutoff by 15 minutes. So it was quite a defeating feeling, but I put myself back together, and a month later I decided to go try out Ironman Arizona, and that's when I finished my first Ironman. It took me 16 hours and 6 minutes, but I became the first double above knee amputee to finish one, and for me it's important to do those type of events so I can show these young kids, if they want to do an Ironman one day, even with no legs, it's possible.
So in some events in the games, Paralympic athletes are posting times and marks that almost rival their able-bodied Olympian counterparts. Are you amazed at the strength and progress of Paralympic athletes today?
You know, I've been called a certain term, superhuman, and I love this term because, for one, if I wanted to in the morning, I can wake up and make myself as tall as I want. And that also goes with different prosthetic legs that I can use, such as running legs or biking legs. So I believe in 10 years, the fastest man in the world will be a double amputee running on prosthetics. And what does that say? I think technology has really enabled us to live a lifestyle without limitations, especially from a young age. When I was growing up, the prosthetic legs that I had were very heavy. I could not run with them. And nowadays, you have young kids who are getting running legs and are able to chase their dreams from a very young age. So I think technology has played a huge part, but also just the average American understanding that we're not just disabled athletes out here to not only just inspire, but also to motivate. And I think that's a powerful tool that many Paralympians carry with them. And to be able to utilize that and to show everybody what's possible, it's awesome.
Rudy, for people watching this video on our website, how can they get involved, and how can they tell us about things that they were, goals that they set, and how they can go?
As a Paralympic athlete, I always love hearing words of encouragement. And so for everyone listening or watching, an easy way to reach out to City and myself is through social media, hashtag Stand for Progress. We love to hear what you are doing on your road to progress and what you're doing on your road to your dreams. So please reach out to us, send us words of encouragement, because we all have good days and bad days. And when I hear something nice from you guys, it always cheers me up. So,
and who inspired you along the way? Is there one person that you look at, a family member or an athlete, or who inspired you to get where you are today?
Now, I would not be here today if it wasn't for my mom and my family and my close friends and supporters who have always been there since day one. You know, a lot of people automatically write me off when I'm in a race. They think, oh, he has no legs. There's no way he can win. But when you have people who believe in you, it makes things a little easier. So if it wasn't for my family and my close teammates around me who go through the same pain that I do, I wouldn't be able to be here. So yeah.
Great. Well, thank you for being with us.
All right. Thank you.